Welcome to Gruesomely Gorgeous. I'm your host, Taylor Wells. Joining me, my fellow narrator, Crystal Nail. All of our stories are researched by our criminal justice expert, Caitlin Brandt. Together, we are Gruesomely Gorgeous.
All you gorgeously gruesome ghoulies and ghouls, it's Crystal here. Have you heard of Janine Ann Jones, better known as the Angel of Death, later referred to as the Baby Killer? She is responsible for the deaths of up to 60 infants and children, and this is her story.
In October of 1981, at the Bexar County Hospital in San Antonio, now known as the Medical Center Hospital, too many babies were dying. One young nurse, Nurse Maldonado, realized there was a pattern, and that pattern came down to one single nurse, Janine Jones. There were many children in the ICU that had problems that shouldn't have been fatal, but during Janine Jones' shift from 3 to 11 in the evening, so many babies were dying that it caught the attention of the pediatric ICU's head nurse, Pat Belko, and an investigation soon started. Belko knew how these young nurses liked to gossip, but the accusations should not have been taken lightly. Belko had checked the census book, and noticing the nurses' shifts and the ratio of death, it was apparent that it looked very bad for Nurse Jones. Nurse Maldonado definitely had done her research by pinpointing the exact shift and nurse when all of these mysterious baby deaths were happening. Maldonado described a typical hallway in the children's ICU. You would see many children that were sick, but they would start to get better, and they were hooked up to various machines, but still laughing and playing and full of life. But as you walked down this long hallway and got to the babies that Janine Jones was in charge of, they seemed drastically different. They had seizures. They were laying in bed constantly with no type of laughter or play. Sometimes babies were pricked with needles and began oozing blood, and their clotting mechanisms completely went haywire with no explanation. Over and over again, babies had problems, but only during the 3 to 11 shift, the time that this nurse, Janine Jones, was in charge of. On March 17th of 1982, Nurse Jones quit working at the Bexar County Hospital, and everyone noticed that the unexplained events suddenly stopped, and the infant death rate plummeted. There was definitely a correlation between this woman and those deaths. Nurse Jones left San Antonio and took a job with a pediatrician, Dr. Kathleen Holland, in Kerrville. It was only 31 days into her new job until they had found that 8 different children had unexplained medical emergencies. One 15-month-old girl named Chelsea Ann McLennan died. And then Nurse Janine left Kerrville, and all of the mysterious events and emergencies suddenly stopped. Nurse Jones was freed on a $225,000 bond from the Kerr County Jail. She was scheduled for trial shortly. So how did she do it, and why would she do it? Ron Sutton, a county prosecutor for Kerr County, believes that Jones had infected 7 children in Kerrville with a powerful muscle relaxant called succinylcholine chloride. which is also known as anectine, a drug that leaves humans conscious but unable to breathe. This means that her murders left the babies alive and struggling and gasping for breath only until they died. This also led to an investigation of Bexar County Hospital, because how did she get this drug that had to have been prescribed by doctors? It's said that she created medical emergencies so that she and Dr. Holland would look like heroes in Kerrville. Her response at the time to this was, "I always cry when babies cry. You can almost explain away an adult death. When you look at an adult die, at least you can say they've had a full life. When a baby dies, they've been cheated. They've been cheated out of a hell of a lot. Nobody did a damn thing up there. It's all so much bull. I've been in nursing since 1977, and Bexar County's the only place I've been killing people. If you're going to sit there and say that I killed babies, then you're going to have to tell me that a doctor ordered me to do it. My mouth got me into this, and my mouth is going to get me out of this." Although she did have a point, there were some factors we had to point out. When she first started working at the Bexar County Hospital in the 1970s, there were many residents working at the University of Texas at San Antonio's medical school right next door. They were rotating in and out, so there was a strong presence of these students and even more nurses that had to train them and help them, and doctors. As a newbie nurse herself, she was under constant supervision. So obtaining the drug to commit her murders and being able to do that in the privacy of a patient's room by herself was simply not feasible at the time. As she kept working there and gained more experience, she had her own space that was just for her to keep an eye on. So all of the ICU rooms were separated by cubicles of large glass windows that allow the nurses to keep an eye on the babies very easily. So now she had been at this hospital for 41 months, and people trusted her, and they saw her as a very strong woman, a very strong nurse, and someone that they could trust. But as soon as these babies kept dying on her shift, which was later nicknamed the death shift, it became apparent that something fishy was going on. Parents of critically ill children in the pediatric ICU explained that Nurse Janine Jones displayed a completely different personality when she was around them than the kids that didn't have so many problems. She was very comforting and loving and understanding, and had really long talks with the parents. In March of 1980, she gained a very important ally named Dr. James Robotham. He was brilliant, but volatile and compulsive and demanding. He made his mark on Janine Jones and the rest of the pediatric ICU for the way that he behaved. He was very passionate about his work. Every morning during rounds, he would go to each nurse and each patient and ask questions about their condition, and ask about the lab results, and ask what it means, and ask why they think that, and ask if they're sure. Many nurses said that it was humiliating and hurtful, but they learned and became accustomed to it. But one time, a patient's monitors were beeping, signaling that there was a dire medical emergency, and none of the nurses came out to help. He was so furious that he went into a nurses' meeting and announced everything that happened, again, humiliating the nurse whose patient it was. The nurse burst into tears. Personally, as someone who has spent a lot of time in the hospital, I would rather have a doctor like this that cares and gets mad at the nurses for not doing their freaking job. because I've seen that happen plenty of times. Not all nurses are bad, but some nurses have picked the wrong career. This doctor seemed like he was very passionate, but he just didn't have a very caring filter because he understood how important this job was and how important it is to know each and every patient's problems, lab work, and solutions, and not slack off on listening to a freaking machine that's alerting you that something terrible is happening. To me, that is just horrible. So horrible. Apparently, Nurse Jones agrees with me. Interesting. She said, "Rob Otham at the beginning was an absolute idol. He was an absolute genius, unbelievably so. He's astounding. He knows medicine with his eyes closed. He was looking for subtle signs. Damn aggressive. He was extremely aggressive. And it was great." The doctor respected Nurse Jones because she was basically the only competent nurse in that entire hospital and knew how to do her job and did it well. He admired that she was assertive and aggressive as well. In 1980, they hired a brand new nurse, Nurse Maldonado. She was immediately put into the same shift as Nurse Jones. Maldonado recalled, "I thought all these children died in the same period of time, and it just so happened that Janine was taking care of them. If the kid was sick, why didn't he die on me? Why didn't he die on somebody else?" Many babies coming in for somewhat minor issues, such as fever, vomiting, diarrhea, dehydration, they would suddenly develop seizures, and in a day or two, they would go into cardiac arrest and die. Only during Miss Jones' shifts. So Maldonado walked right up in October and was ready to go talk to the head nurse, Pat Belko, and launch an investigation against Janine. They gathered more evidence by running a toxicology report on the infants who had passed. Sure enough, they found many different medications, including extreme blood thinners that would give children seizures. Their brain scans while they were alive revealed that there was no cause for the seizures. As they did the toxicology report, they found presence of heparin in large amounts, causing the baby to overdose. Once this was discovered, it was the last straw. They knew they had to take her down. In 1982, the 4-week-old infant with pneumonia came in to the care of Nurse Janine Jones. He suddenly went into seizures, and a young doctor, Ken Copeland, realized after ordering a toxicology report that he could reverse the effects of the blood thinner. And he did just that. 4 days later, that baby boy went home. He could have gone home sooner. The nurses insisted on keeping him around. But with a close eye of Dr. Copeland, the baby got better. After this, even more doctors began to gather their evidence against her, and the investigation revealed that she was in fact guilty of 8 counts of murder by injecting certain drugs into infants. Now, we know there were many more. However, lack of evidence worked in her favor. She received a life sentence without the possibility of any kind of parole.
Janine Jones, the baby killer,
did all of her murders in my hometown of San Antonio, Texas. So I have a little update for everybody who has heard of this tale. In January of 2020, she stood trial for the murders. Many mothers who are still grieving after decades and decades
want to get justice from this woman. The many family members stood in the courtroom and cried and showed pictures of their babies before they were killed. It was a very emotional moment in the courtroom. And the district judge, Frank J. Castro, said, as part of the plea agreement on the trial of the remaining four babies were dismissed, as she already has a life sentence from the other murders. However, District Judge Frank J. Castro said, the plea deal doesn't come close to what you did to those families. And the tragedies that you caused, you took God's most precious gift, babies, defenseless babies. But I truly believe that your ultimate judgment is in the next life.